Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey gang, it's Jill Schlesinger. I'm launching a new show. It's called Money Moves, and we are gonna move. We are gonna answer your financial questions and take the mystery out of your financial life. Follow and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
So Mitch Marner kind of bet on himself, and when he was in Toronto and played out his contract, and then he was part of a sign and trade. So he technically did not hit the market. Kind of, but then he signed an 8-year, $96 million contract. If you're Jim Nill, Sean, do you maybe propose that as the similar contract and say, we view you just like Mitch Marner?
To Jason Robertson you're talking about?
Yeah.
The Mitch Marner one is, yeah, I mean, that's kind of, we had Kyle Stitch on our show a couple weeks back talking about values, and he looked at Robertson is around that 12 million mark, and I think that's fair. Marner is a better player than a better overall player probably than Jason Robertson slightly, but it's, the gap isn't really that wide. Robertson's a better scorer regularly, I think, in my view. I know Marner had a couple hundred point seasons and or 99 point season a couple years back too. That if Jason Robertson, the whole Jason Robertson thing is, if he wants to win and you want to get something done, I think 12 million makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, I agree. I don't see Jason Robertson in his camp. I think they want to get a long-term deal done now, right? Not just take the qualifying offer at 9.3 and play out the season.
This is the last year you can get 8 years. And so I think there's a value. There's a push and understanding from Robertson's, I think for Robertson's camp, where you have to realize that to maximize your value and maximize your investment, you're either, do you want to sign one more big deal and have that security locked in? Or do you want to go more NBA style and sign something short, but realize you might be setting up future short-term and short-term deals? So yep. I think that eighth year matters to Robertson's camp, which is one of the reasons I truly believe, like, we're sitting here on May 27th. Like, once again, not reporting, but thinking out loud and reading tea leaves, I think we will know Robertson's destination for next season before the draft. I think Jim Nill will work on getting it done either one way or the other, whether it's the contract is signed or something more nuclear happens with a trade, which I would put it at 85% chance he re-signs, 90% chance he signs, and 10% chance something gets moved. But I think we will know within the next 4 weeks on that.
Okay. Evgeny Malkin, just for those that want to know, signed a 1-year, $5.5 million contract to remain with the Penguins. So that's kind of fascinating. And I'd be remiss if I didn't mention real quick before we let you go, Sean, I'm really enjoying Carolina and Montreal. That's just a real fun series. I mean, kudos to the NHL. I agree with you. I hate the system, but I'm enjoying these series. I think it's been overall, there have been some clunkers along the way, but it's been a terrific showcase for the NHL.
Oh, 100%. And the Montreal-Carolina series has been fascinating because even though the play and territorial and possession and everything like that have been more heavily Carolina, I mean, that's been what, back-to-back games, the Canadiens have had 13 and 12 shots.
Yeah.
Carolina, it's hard not to root for the Hurricanes the way they play. They lay out, they block a ton of shots, and then they capitalize on their chances. And are they the best team? Are they one of the top three teams in hockey? Probably not if we were to go and actually make a completely fair bracket that fit everything 1 through 16. But they're playing and finding ways to win that they have to. And I admire that. I admire a ton of that. And I've said it before a couple of times, and I'll say it again. Marty St. Louis deserves a ton of credit for, in my view, how good of a coach he actually is. Because I always wondered of whether with him, was he just a good developer of individual talent, which was pretty evident right away? Or could he really drive a team? And he's really done that.
Yeah, absolutely. And I just love watching Seth Jarvis for Carolina. I mean, he's all over the ice. It's you know, it's really impressive. Sean, great job, man. Loved hearing. I love the deep dive into the Memorial Cup. Everyone go follow Sean Shapiro. Don't forget Algorithmically Incorrect. Are we doing an episode today, Sean?
We are. Robert and I will be live in a couple, I think, I'm on Pacific time, so I'm figuring that out in my head right now. I think it's I think it's 11:30 Pacific so a couple hours from now we will be live. We got a really great guest lined up. Nice. Excited about it. I will give a hint that it is related to Memorial Cup and where I am. We got some good on location stuff. Nice. But very, very excited about it. And we should, I highly encourage people to check it out.
I tell everyone, just go to YouTube, search Algorithmically Incorrect, and hit the follow button. So that way you'll get updates when they tape and you can go back. And it's a great reminder because the guests they have on and the dialogue between Robert and Sean is terrific. You know, they're two of our favorites on this podcast. So I love promoting that they paired up for this awesome YouTube channel. It's called Algorithmically Incorrect. And for all of Sean's information, Sean Shapiro, that's at Sean Shapiro. Don't forget to subscribe to his Shap Shots. That is his Substack, just a little fee per month. And I'm telling you, you get all kinds of hockey information to make that puck brain of yours smarter. Of course, he writes for D Magazine. Everything is on his Twitter. And let's not forget about Elite Prospects. I tell you guys all the time, that's my encyclopedia to grab all kinds of information. Sean, enjoy the rest of Memorial Cup. Man, you're doing such a great job. I love pumping your tires. Kudos, man. And we'll catch up with you later on.
Gavin, excited. We'll be back. I think we might do Friday, I think, as Friday, well. Either way.
Friday sounds good.
Either way, we'll be back on later this week, and I'm excited.
Absolutely. Well, safe travels after that. And
as the U.S. men's national team takes center stage at a home World Cup, make sure you're listening to Call It What You Want, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can join me, I'm Jimmy Conrad, alongside Charlie Davies, Tony Miola, Marcelo Balboa, and Benny Feilhaber throughout this tournament for previews, instant reactions, and analysis of every U.S. match. Then all summer, we're back every Tuesday and Thursday covering all things U.S. men's national team. Download and follow Call It What You Want on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.